Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Lane Miller, and it's a bit of a bittersweet topic because it's always a fun one talking culture connections with you, but unfortunately the season's over now.
I know, just like that, and it's gone.
Yeah, it really flew by, because I remember at the start of the summer, these were some of my first interviews that I was able to do here. And so just being able to watch the concerts as it goes along, it was such a fun season of shows. So let's kind of talk about, for you personally, what do you think some of your favorite parts of this season were?
I think by far my favorite thing about it was being up in Washington Park. The change of setting, the trees, all the grass, the shade. Shade was such a big deal. We had several bands really, really compliment us on the new venue. And I have to comment about the quality of the bands. I had lots of people come up and say several different nights, "This was my favorite. This was my favorite. This is my favorite." I heard that a lot. So I think I'll pinpoints that it was a successful season. The only bad thing about that, it puts the pressure on for next summer.
Yeah, but I'm sure you guys will deliver after what was an incredible slate this year. You guys had bands for everyone. We've kind of talked about that before during these conversations, where Culture Connections, it's not trying to cater to one specific kind of person. You go out and you find someone who is probably going to connect with at least somebody in the office. And even if it's not necessarily the kind of music they normally listen to, most people will walk away feeling like they enjoy it.
I agree. I have my favorites. I have several different favorites that I think of when we talk about Culture Connection, but I enjoyed every one of them. They were all different. The size of the audience, really big to huge, I think all in all, it was a really, really good season.
You know, I'll speak for myself as someone attending some of these concerts. I'm not normally the biggest country fan, but I went to Waylon Cash and Jennings, and that was just an incredible experience. And it's really a chance to connect with some styles of music that normally you wouldn't listen to. So it's good to get out and kind of expand that taste. Now, we've kind of talked about some of the highlights of it. Now, along with every live event, live concert series, there's always come some challenges. So what were some of the challenges you guys faced this season?
Oh, I think, we tried to get vendors there every time. We were kind of successful. I'd like to improve on that. We need to make sure that we're getting the word out a little better so everybody knows. I think after one summer, everybody kind of has the idea now that it's going to be on Thursday nights in the park, but we need to do a better job about getting the word out as to who's performing, which brings up an issue. We can talk about the name of the band, we can talk about the type of music, but we don't often understand exactly how good they're going to be. The one that stands out to me is Senzal, that Latin party group. They were, in my mind, one of the best, but they caught me by surprise. I really didn't understand how good they were going to be.
Yeah, and it's one of those ones where you kind of look at it and you think, Latin party music, why would I go to that? And then you actually take the time to go and listen, and they're incredible, like you said.
They were. A huge crowd there, too. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I remember when we were talking about that during our International Days roundup, you said that was going to be the band for the partiers. They were going to be coming later in the night, and they were going to be playing the night away, and they did. It was a great turnout. And so it was an exciting season overall, despite, you know, everything has some hiccups. But let's kind of talk about what's coming up next, music-wise, for Price.
Well, I think the biggest thing, and this is kind of a first reveal, we're going to have a Christmas concert. It's called Alla Vivaldi. It was a concert that has been held in Helper the last 3 or 4 years. It'll be coming to the Civic Auditorium, so it'll be indoors, and it'll be kind of the finale of our month-long Christmas celebration. You know, we do the Christmas tree regalian, the lights on, and we do that kind of stuff. That'll be coming the first part of December, and I'll have more information about that later.
And that's just really exciting. And you heard it here first on Castle Country Radio.
That's right.
All of Vivaldi is going to be coming to Price in the Christmas season. Now, looking a little bit, some might say too far ahead, how soon are you going to start preparations for the next season of Culture Connections?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. We start right after the first of the year. You know, it takes a long time for Ted to contact the bands, to come up with a date that works for everybody, get a contract signed, get an agreement done, and then place it on the schedule. So yeah, we'll start right after the first of the year.
It's just nonstop for you guys planning entertainment for people around here. And it's something that I respect a lot because, like you said, there's so much that goes into it behind the scenes, the signing of the contract, the actual contacting of the bands. But it's a whole effort. But you guys make it look so easy from a distance. So props to you.
Well, thank you. That's because you don't look really close. There's always some kind of an emergency, and I need to compliment Ted Hinckley. We had two things happen that could have been real emergencies. He had solved the emergency before I even knew it, that it was a crisis. So my hat's off to him. He's a real pro at what he does, and I think our Culture Connection season shows that.
Yeah, Ted is just an incredible person to talk to, as well as just putting so much effort into these concerts. So he's someone you really got to shout out when you're talking about this.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, Lane, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Well, I guess the thing that I would say is, this has been a fabulous season. It'll be at least as good, if not a little bit better, next year. So keep your ears open. We'll let you know when it's about to start and what we're doing. Give you something to look forward to again for next summer.
So just so much to be excited about in Culture Connections. And Lane, thank you so much for taking the time pretty much weekly to come sit down with us and talk about Culture Connections. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate you, the listener. And if you're more Castle Country focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.